Big time home run hitting continues here on the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, early in the morning on the Saturday game day. K-State women's basketball. We'll have a preview out momentarily. Well, I'm gonna be busy all day. So we already got that set. Women's basketball to come out. But, oh, yeah, by the way, this is the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that is women's basketball, baseball, women's tennis, and so much more. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, so we're going to have, getting straight on into it, women's basketball preview episode. We've already talked enough about it already. But they're all just in their attention. That will come up on the feed. And probably this baseball episode, postcast, game one. K-State success in the Big 12 Conference continues. Woo! This home run hitting team led by Maxis Martin did it again last night. He, O'Connor, and Dardar went deep in K-State's big win in game one of a three-game series over Texas Tech last night. 10-5. And I'm not going to pull the standings right now, so we're going to wait. I'm going to wait on that until after series is done. Per usual on the show, but K-State went yard three times in this game there as well. Pete Hughes, we go straight to him right now on the show. Unbelievable job this team has done to this point of the season. And again, off to a really, really, really good start in conference play. Win number 17 for K-State baseball here in 2025. Quote, another great start for a Friday night, Pete Hughes said, after K-State taking game one against the Red Raiders last night, quote, I love how our guys have approached the early innings of our conference games. You set the momentum, and sometimes you can keep it for the whole weekend, end quote. And that's what, I'm not going to spoil what I said on the preview, or really what I've been saying for the K-State women's basketball team since NCAA tournament play. Set a tone, start fast. Do not let your opponent set the tone. You set the tone. And for K-State baseball, they have clearly done that there as well. And, oh, hold up now. I'm just scanning here. Hold up now. There's a star under here. I'm going to have to get this. Well, don't need to wait much longer unless things change throughout the weekend. K-State Wildcats, K-State Nation, are all alone in first place of the Big 12. That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. First place. I know I'm yelling. It's Saturday morning before I get a busy day going here for years truly. But Kansas State baseball, number one right now in the Big 12. Oh my goodness. And you probably go back to last year, right? So I had to get that in there. I had to double check that for a minute. I had to do a double take on that and say, what? Yeah, so K-State and Arizona were tied coming into the weekend, and apparently Arizona must have lost. I don't know who Arizona played. That's neither here or there. We don't talk about Arizona, obviously. But if things change, obviously, we'll see. But right now, K-State right now, all the momentum for baseball right now. And you go back to last year, 7 wins in a row in an opening series of the 3-game set. Oh my goodness, it's too early for this, too early. But anyways, so their 7th consecutive season series opening win dating back to last year. Yeah, so when they made that run to the super regional there as well. But it was Texas Tech that's got it all started in the first inning, though. You're thinking, well, alright. Well, there's no panic in this K-State baseball team, including this offense again. Nebraska, right? You drilled Nebraska. It was like, what, 11-2 after 3 innings earlier this week? Yep. K-State ran all over Nebraska early on and held on to win that game. Kind of the same thing here. K-State fall behind 1-0, and you put a 4 spot in the bottom of the first inning. But more on K-State in a minute. Support Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State baseball continues to do K-State baseball things. 10-5 last night over Texas Tech there to start the series in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III here as your K-State Wildcats, your Batcats, are sitting all alone in the Big 12 Conference. Who had that in their Big 12 card? Who had K-State wins basketball going to the Sweet 16? I probably would put myself in there because, look, how talented. I know I'm mixing the two teams now, but with way that core, they should have made it to the second. They should have made it the second round, second weekend last year. K-State was basketball. This that. So, woo. So a lot going on right now. Finish it with Red Raiders real quick. They started scoring in this game. 1-0 early on. Added 3 in the fifth, and that was it. Well, nope. They added 1 in the ninth inning there on the K-State bullpen. K-State dropping 4, as I just mentioned, in the bottom of the first inning. And then it was 7-1 after 2 innings. 3 more in the second. 3 more in the second. 3 in the sixth, and that was it for your Bat-Cats, who now 17-8. 6-1 in the Big 12 Conference and sitting in first place. Wildcats, 10 runs, 13 hits, but they were a little bit sloppy in the field. 3 errors in this game. Didn't matter. K-State still won the game. That's what counts. Later, they're going to have to clean that up a little bit there. So a rare off night on the defensive end. Red Raiders, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors there. Adam Arthur getting his first win of the year. And Johnny Lowe dropping a loss there. He gets credit for the loss. He goes 0-2 there in this game. Starting, obviously, as every series, Jacob Frost, 4 innings pitched, 5 hits, 4 runs. 2 of those were earned, a walk and a strikeout there. Adam Arthur, who got the decision there, winning decision for K-State, pitched an inning in the third, followed by Miles Smith and Blake Dean. Solid 2 innings out of the pen for the Wildcats. On the other end, Johnny Lowe did not last long. Inning, third inning, 4 hits, 7 runs, all those were earned. Charged to him, walk 4, out of control, 2 strikeouts there. Zach Erdman, Connor Mohan, JT Drake, Zach Coachfelt, and Carson Ball round up the pitching lineup there for Texas Tech there. That's 5, wait, hang on a second, that's 5 more pitches, that's a total of 6. For the Cats there, to K-State's 4. And I mentioned there, Maxis Martin, I believe, hit home run number 11. I had to double check that on the overall. Keegan O'Connor. This is another home run for O'Connor. I think he's on a home run, a little bit of a home run as well here. I believe that's his third game in the last, 5 games or so. He went deep. K-State, Seth Darar, he's been on something as well, on that same pace with probably Maxis Martin too. Gotta check how many home runs Seth Darar's hit, but he's hit another home run in the game. Your Energizer Bunny for the Batcats, D. Kennedy, 3-for-5, scoring 2 runs last night. My guy, Shantero, he got on base a couple times last night, added 2 more hits. Maxis Martin, another huge night for Kansas State. 3-for-4, home run deep. Driven in 3 runs, scored 3 times. There in this game, we already talked about Keaton O'Connor. David Bishop getting a hit as well in this baseball game. So, man, it's going to be tough. It's going to be, man, it's going to be really tough, man, for any pitching staff to slow down this K-State offense, except if you're a Hobahall as well. But, yep, I was right on that. Maxis Martin going deep. 11 home runs this year going into game 2. O'Connor, he has reached base in 17 straight games. And behind him, AJ Izvosko, 16 times there. Yeah, Seth Dardar, reading the game notes here now. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. K-State 10, Texas Tech 5 in the first of 3. And your K-State Wildcats right now in the baseball field sitting first. In the Big 12, Eddie Gritter III, about to wrap this thing up. Postcast edition of the podcast, game 2 later on this afternoon. Of course, K-State women's basketball, the highlight of the weekend. Can they pull it off? Sweet 16 in primetime on ESPN. I've been thinking 7 o'clock for whatever reason, and with a pitch clock, because I'm going to be at a Royals game, game 2. Royals trying to get on the board for the first time in 2025, going with several of the running group, of the other running group that we like to call it here in Kansas City. They look to get on the board against the Cleveland Guardians later on this afternoon, and then I'm gonna try to get home quickly and get in time for this bit. Yeah, I'm gonna take controls today. That's me. That's priority. We ain't watching all this nonsense. So there's that. Seth Darnold, he's homered in the last 2 to 3 in this game. Yeah, Adam Arthur, we already covered that. First win of the year, and it's actually his first stack on top. First collegiate win in college for him as well. Game 2 for K-State. Speaking of game 2. Game 2 for K-State baseball. 4 o'clock, just after 4 o'clock. So we'll hope we get a double win today on a diamond, and hope the shock caused women's basketball world later on tonight. So there you go. There you go as well. So K-State baseball at 4. Game 2 against Tech. And then you have women's basketball taking on USC, number 1 seed in the Spokane 4 regional, 1 versus 5 at 7:30. Of course, you're not able to catch the game on ESPN. Of course, KStateSports.com will have it with Brian Smoller on the call. There's along with Christian Waller as well. So much going on right now. A lot of mojo. And K-State baseball leads the charge right now there as well. So right now, game 2 tonight or later on this afternoon. So that's going to be going on while I'm at Kauffman Stadium there as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast is found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. I advise you right now, go ahead and subscribe button, like, hit that alarm bell every time we post content. Y'all be first to know about it. Especially, it helps to hit the alarm bell. You'll be notified about that as well. Number 2, me and Alex recorded an episode this week over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. Go check that out. Me and Alex will be back on Monday, definitely, for sure. So, whatever result happens with K-State Women's Basketball, we will talk about that there as well. And of course, make sure, pass it along. Tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, baby. We rocking and rolling into the weekend. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Let's get this weekend started out, folks. It's already started on the right foot already. K-State baseball taking over first place in the Big 12. K-State 10, Texas Tech 5. We'll see what happens in game 2. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.